Props had the watch. Yeah.
Right. Watch wow. The water. The Q drops. Very good.
Magic eyes?
Magic eyes only. But if you put decode... decode matrix. Magic eyes only.
And the series is that?
And it has a picture of the matrix. Hit the guy and then the girl.
So he's decoding the whole matrix series?
He spent a half hour just decoding the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Which is only a couple minutes, but you would not believe how much he got out of the matrix just decoding the trailer. He goes, it's huge. He goes, you've got to watch the law of war. Manual. Thank you. God almighty, I'm sick of not seeing it. Anyways, everything goes back to, so you can see 11.4 and you can kind of tie it back. I mean, he's like amazing how he ties his stuff back. Alrighty. I don't know how he does it, but I mean, and the Law of War manual is 1,024 pages long.
Yeah.
So it's not like a...
Now they were decoding it in the Tree of Wisdom. Right.
But, I guarantee it's because Juan has been pushing this today, big time. He's like, you guys really gotta download the Law of War manual, and you really have to watch this decode to see how it is really showing what's going on right in front of your eyes. And you don't even see it, but it is very aware.
Well, I want the one that Trump goes by, by that Japanese man. Was it called Art of War? I would love that book. My ex might get it for me for Christmas if I'm nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Do we have
put that on your wish list for me?
Yeah. Do we have any information from anybody?
Well, pretty much the 21st is redemption staff from Mark Z is until Christmas. 26th, they might be working. Meltdown of economy is expected today. Bruce says big call on Thursdays or Tuesday.
Yeah, said Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, Tuesday said that tier 3 was going to be notified, that we should be notified today too. The 25th is saying that the EBS should occur on Christmas and that we would have the 10 days of darkness. 10 days darkness. Of darkness, but also the 10 days of the media coverage saying the story.
Yeah,
and then
January 4th, Freedom Day.
January 4th is January 19th is when Trump would come back.
The big thing yesterday was Iraq completed paying Kuwait.
Last payment, yeah. Yeah.
Last payment done.
Right at closing time.
Yeah, and they actually put it in the news so you could actually see it. Yeah.
One of the markers we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Biden had a talk yesterday, and that was a marker. It was on the 21st, which was the winter solstice. And that was like the longest dark, and then today would be to light. So that's what they're saying, is yesterday was dark, today is the light.
Yeah, today is how much longer in light?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know.
38, 38 seconds.
Is it 38 seconds? There you go, Larry. Perfect. It ain't much, but it's longer than it was yesterday.
Something else I did not know is that the 24th of December, St. Germain Trust would be paid out with the 45 zeros. But what I didn't know is that the Rodriguez Trust is even bigger than the Germain Trust, and that's going to be paid out on the 25th.
And the Heritage Trust as well is supposed to be paid.
I had no idea that the Rodriguez was bigger than the – I thought the St. Germain was the biggest.
I read somewhere there's 13 or 14 trusts that are supposed to be paying out, not just those three.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different trusts that are being paid out for a variety of different reasons. For some of them are the bond, some of them are for projects and all kinds of stuff. So,
and then I heard another thing was that God sees good through the eyes of animals. So if you're a big animal person, which I am, they are the true, they see your soul. Animals do. So remember how we were talking about in our AI meetings, in our Redemption Center meetings, there would be an AI in there to tell if you're a real humanitarian or not.
Intuitive. Well,
God's already been looking because he watches the animals to see their reaction, which I thought was really cool. I said, I'm good.
I don't think we have anything to worry about in here. I think we're all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have nothing to hide. Called moments of self-doubt. Mm-hmm. We all have them.
No, not all of us. I don't have any doubt. For me, it's not an if. It's more of a when. Are we freezing? Are we freezing?
No.
Okay. Maybe it was just me freezing.
Where's Luna?
Fleming just put a new update on.
Yeah.
But I haven't been putting much stock in Fleming's updates. So.
No, me either.
No, he's been sounding kind of negative lately.
Yeah. Says,
Chinese elders were told their money will release today.
Cool. Wow.
And there's a whole bunch of long-winded stuff like he normally is all over the place.
You know how I treat that, right? Just information.
Yep.
Until it becomes real.
Wolverine's typing in our group chat.
Oh, good. All right.
That was quite the deal yesterday.
Oh, I'll tell you. I think that's part of the energies that are hitting the planet right now. Brings the worst out of in everyone, right?
Yeah.
But
double yen.
No, it is what it is. We just gotta get people to realize a lot of what we're seeing is just information, and not to take things personally. But
Snake's always been a little jumpy at times. Like he. I don't know. I like him, but he at times can be a little bit childish, but
yeah,
you never know, right?
Yeah, I see him as just a banker in 3D.
Like I understand his point of saying, okay, I want to protect this guy, so I don't want my information getting out there. I get that. I really do.
All right, you want to come up?
But
you're clean. Just only because you're clean.
You know, end of the day, it gets out anyway.
That's right.
So,
you know what? The way I see information is if they don't want information to get out, then they shouldn't post it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if they're that concerned about information, that tells me they have something to hide.
Well, and he's always really vague. Yeah. So I don't think he can get anyone in trouble with what he says anyway. But right.
And pretty much everything he said anyways, a lot of it doesn't come true anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably about 80% of what he talks about doesn't even come to fruition. So this is probably what he's hiding, that he knows that it's not going to be true, right? So
yeah.
But we always
went out in his room. Yeah. And I had a couple other areas if Wolverine had left permanently to find Wolverine stuff. So
Wolverine said he was done posting what Snake published, right?
Yes. He said, you know what? I'm not going to post Snake stuff anymore.
Yeah. And I agree with him. Yeah. It's not
well, he may, it may be his job. It may be what the Alliance is telling him to do. If he is a white hat, who knows, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, they've been doing a lot of misdirecting on purpose. So.
Yeah. All Wolverine said was, I don't follow TNT, but there are people in various channels that are putting information to throw off people. Most of it is done deliberately by the enemy. Stay with me, and I'm hoping to get some news for you. But at the end, we don't need news, but action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's good to have sources from different places, right? So Wolverine's source is, he's got bonds. And he's working with Holly. Texas Snake's got bankers. You know, so it's good to have lots of sources. But at the end of the day, I think we're at the point now where we just need him to push the button. Like, come on, people. I think we're where we need to be. Let's go.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. But I also think it's not necessarily date driven. It's event vision driven. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting probably for another marker or whatever to happen. And once it's ready, we'll probably see all hell break loose.
I think that Iraq, and Mark Z has said it, Iraq will finally get fed up and they'll just go. And yeah. They've done everything that they need to do their revaluation. And yeah. It's now hurting them that they're not revaluing. Mm-hmm. So I my gut tells me that they've given whoever, Treasury or whatever, a countdown on when they're going to finally go, you know what, we're good, we're going to revalue now. And I think by the first week of January, I think Iraq revalues.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's been a marker for a while, because I saw that quite a few times, the first week of January, because it affects all of their budgets. Mm-hmm. And they need the revaluation because it's hurting their economy, but they're doing different deals with different banks outside of Iraq and everything, right? So Iraq will push this over the finish line, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Well, we'll find out if Iraq decides to move on their own or not. We have a question, couple of questions here from Allison. We have, I was wondering if we are waiting on currency to arrive. Will we still be waiting to redeem it if it hasn't arrived on time for the RV? I don't quite understand that question.
I can answer that one, Gio. So what I've been told is, so you order your currency and you get a receipt. Right.
Yeah,
so you've got your receipt. You take your receipt with you to your exchange. And you say, okay, here's my receipt. Here's the expected day it's going to be here. And I'm told that they'll give you a safekeeping receipt for that currency, an SKR, with the rate and everything. And then once you have your currency, you'll go back and do it. You'll just do the exchange at that point. But yes, don't worry about it being en route. Like, I've got a scenario where I bought an option on some Iraqi dinar, and the option comes into fruition once the revaluation happens on their currency, at least 10 cents to one. So as soon as that happens, and I have a letter, I have a contract, I have and it's stamped, physically stamped with a stamp from this company. And as soon as it revalues and it's published somewhere that he can see it, he'll send me the dinar. So I have all this information. I'm taking it with me to my exchange. And then I'm hopefully going to get an SKR at that point, a safekeeping receipt. Yeah. And then once I have the dinar in my hand, I will go back in and I'll exchange that currency.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, there's another question here. You're also the resident expert in the Bolivar. So she's also saying, can you please explain the Bolivar rate? I'm confused.
Okay, so there was Wolverine put that out the other day. It said something about Ray and 55 cents, but there was no real clarification on what that 55 cents was on. I know Steve Booch in the currency room talks about Bolivar, and he doesn't know what the rate's going to be, but he always uses 1 cent per million, because like a million note is 100 trillion. Right? It's missing all those zeros. And so that would make the 100 trillion note worth $1 million, I think, something like that. Now, you could interpret that's the same as when they talk about the ZIM and the ZIM rate being 11 cents to 70 cents. But that 11 cents to 70 cents, it would make 100 trillion worth 11 million to 70 million, but that's only on the ZIM and only on what you would get personally. There will be monies on the ZIM that you get for humanitarian. So you don't have to use that rate they're talking about for the ZIM for your humanitarian project. That's for you personally in your pocket. And then they will give you funding for your humanitarian project from the ZIM. And people get hung up on that rate on the ZIM. Well, how am I going to do anything if it's only 11 million for 100 trillion? Well, no, that's just for you personally. There will be supposed to be, and they're all saying this, there's supposed to be humanitarian funds in addition to. So long story short, when it comes to that 55 cents, I don't know what the context is for it. I can't see it being 55 cents to one. So if one Bolivar equals 55 cents US, I just can't see that. Because that, hey, sign me up right now for that rate. I will take it all day long because it's massive. Because like you can literally buy a 100 trillion note of Bolivar for like $5. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that I can get 55 trillion for $5. I don't see that happening. Mm-hmm. So I don't know really what the context of that rate was. And I don't like, and as you've said, Gio, all the time, we will never quite know until we're in our exchange, sitting down in front of that person and having that discussion.
I agree with that. We're always using, we're always, we always have so much, not only information, but we have so much disinformation. So we never know what's right and what's wrong. And that's why we always treat it as everything as just information. Yeah. Okay, we have another question here. Will all currencies go at the same time as the Iraqi dinar? I have a feeling that it will go one of two ways. They've talked about having a first basket of about 25 different currencies that will revalue. In that first basket, I believe that's the ones that are going to revalue up. That's all the ones that are in that basket. But having said that, once we have the GCR or the global currency reset, all countries, all currencies of the world will all revalue at 1 to 1. And at the same time, There's going to be a certain amount of countries or currencies that will also revalue at a short period of time. And that's called the RV part. So we're going to have a combination of both. We're going to have a combination of all the currencies revaluing at the same time. And we're going to have for the RV part, which is going to be for a limited amount of time, that will give us some extra money so we can make some a little bit of profit and whatever. So that's where the RV comes in. So I hope that answers that question.
Yeah, I think the way it had originally been described to us, Gio, right, was four baskets of currencies.
Yeah.
And it would take approximately a year to go through all four baskets, but they've now, I think, changed that. And mm-hmm. I guess we'll find that out once we get to our exchange, yeah. What is in it and what, because there are people planning on, you know, doing their exchange and then buying other currencies, but
that's double dipping.
I don't see that happening. I honestly don't. I think it goes and it goes and it's done.
Yeah, I believe so too. I can't see, I mean, some people may want to, if there's going to be multiple baskets, I can see that happening and people taking advantage of that, and then they're going to get caught because they're double dipping. So,
yeah.
And for that very reason, I that's why I believe that it's all going to go all at once with a few currencies, maybe 25 of them or whatever, the, you know, 23, 25 currencies that are going to be valued in the positive. All the rest are going to go at 1-to-1.
Well, and the other side of this too is when they first started this whole thing and had the four baskets, it was for a very, very finite amount of people, right?
Yes.
The elites, they designed this for themselves.
Yep.
And then the good guys found out about it and said, hold on, whoa, everyone should really have to be able to do this, right? So, mm-hmm. and over the years, more and more and more people have found out. And now we're in the millions of people that have mm-hmm. found out about this thing that's going to happen and have currency. So I think that they've had to switch up their plans, just like they've switched up other things along the way, right? The process is fluid. And so now they're probably going to do the whole thing across the board because, as you said, Gio, like it's completely changed. It was just very, very small amount of people.
Yeah.
Now it's not.
Yeah. The other question here is, what if it's from eBay? It doesn't matter whether it's from eBay, Amazon. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. As long as that we're exchanging the proper currency with the right dates and times or whatever, you should be fine on a reval. Like I know, but here, what I also think at the end of the day, if we're not sure of what's going to be revaluing and what's not, I would suggest take it all. If you have any currency from any particular country, take it all. The worst case scenario is you'll be told that you can't use it. That's the worst. And then in that case, you just use that as a collector's item. But if you can revalue it, then you take it with you and revalue it, and you'll make yourself a nice little sum.
Yeah, and I don't think that, so the worry there is whether the currency is actually real or whether it's counterfeit, right?
Yeah.
And like, so I bought a lot of currency off of eBay, Bolivar and Pingo. And what I did was made sure that I bought from sellers that had very high ratings, right? From mm-hmm. feedback, like yeah. Yuri111, I think his feedback positives is in the hundreds of thousands, right? So he's one of the guys that they talked about in the currency room, Yuri111, who was a dealer that they recommended. Mm-hmm. So you can protect yourself that way, buying on eBay, and making sure that they've got a good feedback rating so you know that they're legitimate. I bought on Amazon. That's where I got all of my Zim So, you know, I got some Real on Amazon.
The other thing is we just have to, you know, if you're just new to this game and you're not quite sure what to purchase, as an example, let's say we're talking about the Zim. Well, we know with the Zim, we're looking at the 2008 AA series specifically. But also, having said that, there is a Zim, which is a 1 quadrillion gold note, which is my understanding, it will not be redeemable. So we have to be careful with that one. But everything else, as far as the 2008 AA series from 100 trillion and down, is redeemable, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was a while there where the 100 trillion note was, say, 250, but you could buy 250 trillion notes for 225. Yep. And you could buy 10 trillions for like 150. Mm-hmm. So it was all on what the numbers worked out, right, which was cheaper. But it all adds up. It doesn't have to be a 100 trillion note.
Didn't it start out that the 100 T note 2008 series was supposed to be the one?
It did.
And then all of a sudden that expanded.
Yes.
And now the people who have humanitarian projects that they've documented that they're going to go in with, and they're going to commit to using all of that money for humanitarian projects, they're going to get way more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they even talk now those Zimbabwe agro checks. Those were before the Zim bonds. They're talking the agro checks are going to be accepted as well.
They're going to take the gold stuff off of eBay. They're going to take all of that stuff.
Yeah.
If you have a humanitarian project, no worries.
Yeah.
I sort of agree with that as well. Okay, we don't have any more questions. Do we have any more comments or anything anybody want to say? Any questions from anyone? Robert, do you have any questions? Or iPhone, do you have any questions? Mary, do you have any questions?
The only question I have is about getting into the back office, but I'll have one of you talk to me about that later.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right now. I'll post how to get into the back office. Basically, you just go to the front portal page of the World Benevolence Group on the server, and on the right hand side there's a you have to fill out a little bit of information, and then usually within 24 hours you're accepted to the back
office. Well, it's not accepting my ID and password, though.
Okay, so what you do is send me an email, geo@worldbenevolencegroup.ca, and just give me your email, and then and your name, and then I'll send you the correct password and username again.
Okay.
And you may have to clear out your cookies from your browser, or you also might have to clean out your password manager for your browser as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Well, you just missed the whole conversation.
Oh, we're not starting over.
Oh, did you give your update already, Danny?
I did. Yeah, it wasn't that great. I didn't know. You said the Saint Germain is going to be paid out on the 24th. But did you know the Rodriguez is even bigger and it's going to be paid out on the 25th.
Well, I thought Saint Germain was the 25th and he was the 24th.
No, Rodriguez was the 24th. Saint Germain is the 24th and Rodriguez is the 25th.
Okay.
That just
doesn't matter.
That just means they're basically opening up the chute on the cement truck and it's starting to flow.
Right. Now, yeah. I did put on our chat here the video of that monkey works, but the magic eyes that I was talking about, it's on the chat, the video. Watch that. It's really good. And that is only on the Matrix decode of the trailer, not the whole movie. But 107's been on fire today with interviewing with this person and that person. He's driving, and he's giving interviews on the road. And he is saying the Law of War manual is the decoder that you need for stuff that is going on. And the movie The Matrix is from dark to light. So yeah. It's yeah. a really good decode. The other thing I put out there was Jared Rand had a video yesterday about Fisig and the medbeds. Fisig and the medbeds.
Isn't that the one I sent you? That he did it like a week or so ago?
Maybe.
I think he was in November, but yeah, he was on Fisig before a year ago or 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, no. This is just in the last
week. But it was really good because yeah, it's a good one. It said that that's big enough for a horse. And they said a horse.
Yeah. Yes.
I was like, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I was happy.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah. So that's on Larry, that's on our chat too.
Turn your speaker on.
Yeah, you can't. Oh. I can't hear you. You just look happy.
I said, I'm Danny here. Obviously asked the question, and she got her answer.
Yes. Exactly. Got her answer. Yes. Amen.
Hey, Mary. Exactly. I want to interject here, Mary. I just did a post for that back office on the front portal of the Telegram. Okay, in the chat, main chat. So you can just click on that link to the. WBG website
in Telegram in our yeah. Telegram, George.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just put it there now.
Yeah, so you can.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you guys for allowing me to be here. You guys sound like you're having way too much fun.
That's what life's about, isn't it, Mary?
Yeah, that's what we try to do here.
We can't get all stressed out. We can't have it. We can't get all stressed out. So we're just having
no.
Tamika, do you have any questions?
And then when people try and get us.
Yeah. Tamika, do you have any questions that you want to ask us that you're not quite clear on? Feel free if you want to ask
not right now. I don't have any questions. I'm just trying to learn what I need to do. I've got a project in mind, but my kids think I'm bat crazy. So I'm wanting to get them involved, but I don't think there's any way that they will. So I may have to do something different whenever I get ready to set up.
Yeah, we all have the same problem here with our families too.
That's why it's important to join.
They'll wake up, Mary. They'll wake up. After this happens, they'll have the proof and they'll be right by your side. I'm sure of it.
Well, I know that. I just hope that they can withstand the blow that's coming toward them.
I know. Well, the fact that you've maybe talked to them about it is like dropping seeds, right? We've all done that with our kids for the last few years. And, now you just pray that if they're meant to be here, they're going to be here.
Well, they say they're tired of hearing me because I've been talking about it all their lives. So I've known about it since I was 14 years old.
Wow. 14. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. We have another question here. Do we all benefit from the Saint Germain Fund? I would say yes.
Yes, it's for humanity.
Yeah.
It's for humanity, period. Yeah. Full stop.
Something like 40 zeros of money there coming.
45, I think.
45 zeros.
45
zeros.
Yeah. What year was that started?
Oh, I don't know how many centuries ago it was.
It was 1642 or 1609.
Something like that. 15, 16, something like that. Yeah.
1600s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mary. Had you heard of the St. Germain Trust?
Oh, yes. And I've heard of the other trusts too. And I don't understand why some of them has got like the Rothschilds names on them and stuff and the Bushes and all that.
I know why. because they're confiscated.
Some of them, and they were
seized. Yep.
Their funds were confiscated and were put into the humanitarian because they took it from each and every one of us for generations. That's okay. Why. So it's all there now. It comes back to us. We're the generation that are going to benefit, and our future generations, right, are also, from now on, to pay back what happened to all the other generations. So,
Are you guys? I noticed some of you guys are in Canada. How many of you are in Arkansas? I'm at United States. I'm in Arkansas.
Florida.
Yeah. United States, South Carolina.
Luna and I are from Canada, east of Toronto.
Toronto.
Okay. It's a long ways. Long ways.
Well, you're our neighbors. You're all our neighbors. So we don't think of that. The distance.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. We're glad you found us.
We're all part of our new family and tribe.
And tribe, yep. Yeah, and we don't think you're crazy, Mayor.
You don't?
No.
You fit like a glove here.
Yeah, absolutely. You just be you.
I may have to mute myself in a few minutes because my nurse will be here.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine. Mary. No problem.
Mary, with regard to your hope about your friends and family who think you're cuckoo, when this goes down and they find out, they'll see you acting calm. They'll see you not going bananas, and they'll know that you were right.
Well, they're not calling me. They're not calling me cuckoo. They're calling me batshit crazy.
Oh, that's your crazy. Right. Some of us have had even worse than that. So.
Oh, yeah, I've had a lot worse than that. Nothing.
Yeah, we don't pay any attention to it. You know, we just do our thing.
Sometimes it feels kind of lonely out there by yourself, though.
Absolutely, it does.
That's why you found your way here, so you won't be lonely anymore.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of our members have said that, right? Danny, you're muted. So we saw the lips move, but we can't hear you.
And the hand moving around, we can see that too.
Must have been Italian. Oh, it's closed again.
Now you're still muted.
It's doing it by itself.
There you go.
Now we can hear you.
It's doing it by itself.
I know. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Geo's having too much fun with that.
That's true.
What happened there
true.
Yeah, no, Danny was trying to speak, so I went to unmute her. And then when she clicked the button,
you muted.
It's the old wife trying to get in the passenger door while you're running the locks.
I know.
Pull the door handle.
Well, I do have a question.
Yeah.
For those of us that have like dinars, and we're going to put them into a humanitarian project, do we need to set up a trust fund itself? Like evocable or evocable trust or whatever, or family trust or something of that nature.
Right. So the bank, each currency type or bond type you have will have a separate trust, skeleton trust. Okay. So you have a skeleton trust.
Within a trust?
Yeah, it'll be a skeleton trust provided by the bank.
Temporary, in other words.
Or the QFS. And that.
Bare bones.
Yeah, bare bones. And that skeleton trust, I'm not sure how many days it'll be, probably 90 days, 120 days. That'll allow you to transfer your funds wherever you want them into another
LLC or trust. 120
days,
most likely, something like that.
Yeah.
And also
so,
you want
to So make do you sure have to have receipts for every one of those?
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, you also with that trust, you want to make sure it's revocable.
Revocable? Okay.
Yeah.
It just gives you more options.
Yeah. And make sure you, make sure it's revocable because if you make it irrevocable, that what you're really saying is you're giving the banks control of your money.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So you make it vocable, not invocable.
Yeah, revocable. Yeah.
Not irrevocable. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
problem. And you don't have to have the trust done before you go. Everybody thinks you have to have it done before, but you don't.
No. It's
a blank form.
Yeah. Having said that, there are people who do have their trust made up ahead of time. My only concern with that is the people who do that may be doing it under the existing maritime advocacy law. And we don't know how the laws will change when we're under the constitutional law.
Yeah.
Or common law.
Well, I'm sure going to change. They're bound to, because what they're doing now is not right.
That's right. So, yeah, a nice money grab for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have right? my trust. My trust is ready and done, and it's revocable living trust. I got it from Shelton through Ed of Ocala. Shelton is supposed to be attached to the U.S. Treasury, but yes, the laws are going to change. So it being revocable, it will allow you to change the trust to what it needs to be, right? So it's set up right now under these laws, and once the laws change, it can be changed.
Cool. We have another
in your bed.
A couple of questions here. I was wondering if we get interest on our bed. Funds. Well, there's a mixed information on that. We know we've been told that there's going to be some kind of an 80-20 split, but we don't know that for a fact. What we're told was if there was the 80% would go to humanitarian projects, and we would not get interest on that. But the 20% we would get interest on, because that would be considered our money. So, and any of the monies that are not project related per se, yeah, you can make interest on them. Yes.
Well, and there's two schools of thought out there, Gio.
Yep.
And I'm not sure which one is right and which one is wrong. When it comes to the QFS, one school of thought says the QFS is its own account. The other school of thought says that the QFS is just the accounting system, and you'll still have your account at the bank, which is part of that QFS.
Yeah.
And when they talk about that, any of the monies that are in your bank account, at your bank, you can get interest on, and they're saying the money that's sitting in the QFS that you can't. So I don't know. There's two schools of thought with that.
Yeah.
One says we're getting a debit card from the QFS when we get to our appointment. The other one says that we're not. I don't know.
I know. That's why at the end of the day, that's why we say it's just information.
Just information.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we'll find out when we get into the exchange or redemption center.
Well, and there's also that you have to have that conversation with your bank.
Yes.
Whatever bank you're going to use, right? So you have your perks conversation. So, okay, if I leave my money here, what are you giving me in return? The relationships now change.
We're freezing up.
But you guys are kind of close together, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, we're in separate rooms.
Yes, I know. You're in the same
same Wi-Fi.
Please. Same Wi-Fi. Yes. Anyways, like I'm saying, that's one of the things you negotiate with your bank. The interest.
Well, there's also the idea that the quantum financial system, as opposed to a bank, will not need FDIC.
Yes.
And that limit, that insured limit will determine how much you want to leave in the bank.
Yes. Well, and in Canada,
so that amount could be unlimited is how much you leave there?
No.
The FDIC only insures up to a quarter of a million.
Right. Quarter of a million.
Yeah.
So that's limited.
I think our banking system's a little different. I think we're pretty much insured for what's there. Because ours is more under one umbrella compared to the US, right? So I don't think we have an FDIC here in Canada. So it'll be depend on which country you're in as well.
Yeah, I think here in Canada, I think we have I think it's a deposit insurance of, I think it's up to 60,000.
Yeah, it's only 60 grand.
Is it?
It's not all insured.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I know that is because I managed a trust for my adopted daughter. And that's how I found out that it was not covered past 65,000.
So then as you're sitting with the bank, you can go, okay, are you going to pay for the insurance policy for my money to be in your bank?
Yeah.
Because I want my money insured. And there are secondary programs for that, right? So
that kind of question might come under a fiduciary account.
I'm not sure. What is the advantage of depositing it into a bank versus keeping it in your own QFS?
I'd rather keep it in the QFS.
So they may give you something for doing that.
Yeah. You get interest, whereas you don't get interest.
Or special treatments, black credit cards.
If you're talking about billions of money, then I don't need the freaking interest.
Right.
It's going to be pretty hard, I think, don't you think, for them to really kind of entice us?
Yeah.
You know, they've got a reputation
I can't stand them. Yeah.
You know, Lynette Zhang said, once you lose trust with a bank, it's really, really, really hard to get it back.
Yeah, it's
so
gone.
In my mind, I'm not sure they're going to be able to entice me with their perks and, you know, tickets and all. We can get all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like we can get it all ourselves.
Yeah, it's like
you've been lied to by someone, it's hard to get your trust back to that same person.
Exactly.
Same idea.
I want mine in the QFS where nobody can touch it except me.
By 2030, they're all going to be gone. One.
Yeah.
Banks are going to be gone.
That's right. They are going to be gone. So let's get used to not being in a bank because we are basically our own bank. We're not going to need them. We're not going to need to borrow any money right? So I don't see their purpose. I don't see a use for them. I'm pretty good.
Well, Ed of Ocala and Shelton are very adamant that the QFS is not an account. It's an accounting system. So you technically don't get an account in the QFS. Your account stays in your bank, but everything runs through the QFS and the CIPS. That's what they're saying. So that's why I'm like, there's two schools of thought, whether we get a QFS account or whether we don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then if you think about Bitcoin or that system, the Ripple system is actually going to be the basis of that, what they're calling this accounting system, right?
Yeah.
So they may have some, but you know, until we actually get in there and learn about this QFS, we are not going to be able to make a decision.
We're supposed
to. I want information.
I was really under the impression that you were going to get your whole amount deposited to your QFS. And if I wanted to go, and here's my Q phone, not really a Q phone, I'm just saying it. I'm going to be able to go to any store and go bloop and swipe, and it's going to come right off my Q account.
Yeah,
I'm
Mr. Giles speaks the same way of that. He's apparently affiliated with the Alliance.
Yes,
so right. I would believe his info there.
Yeah.
I don't know Ed of Ocala or where he gets his info.
He's getting it from Shelton, who is supposed to be part of the U.S. Treasury. I don't know.
Tamika has her hand raised.
Yep.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
All right, go ahead.
I was late getting on the call. I saw the notification late, but and you may have already answered this question, but I guess I'm going to ask it without being embarrassed. Do you guys expect that we're going to get notifications before the end of the year?
Good question. Based on our information that we got so far, it's imminent. Could be today, it's could imminent. Be tomorrow.
Hours
could
away. Be, yeah. Hours away, they're saying.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's not a guarantee.
No, it's not. But yeah. We can still pray.
Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah, just, we have to pray it into being.
I would okay. just treat it as information.
Don't you do it.
Yeah, just treat it as information. It could be right, ready. Could be wrong.
Just be ready.
Just be ready. Just make sure you have all your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, all that kind of stuff is all done. So that if we we could get a notification today, or it could be Christmas, it could be New Year's, we're not sure. Just treat it as information for now. Just be ready.
Go ahead.
I do listen to Shelton calls on Tuesday, and I'm part of the currency room, which is ran by Edible Cola. So do you guys know who they are? Like, is Shelton, because I keep hearing you say Shelton supposedly works for the U.S. Treasury.
We don't know that for a fact.
I was on a call, private call, Tamika, with Ed of Ocala and Shelton, and I'm part of the private Canadian group. I don't know them personally, but I've been on those calls. So that's he says, I can only go by what he's saying, and right, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, according to Shelton, I guess he said this has already started. And we just wait for some kinks to get worked out.
The process has started. So there's five tiers to this thing, right? So they've gone through, they're into tier three right now.
Yeah.
And that's the bond side. And there's notifications that went out all the way across to tier one, two, and three. And it is imminent. Like it's at any moment. They've got whales sitting in Reno that have been there since Thanksgiving that are supposed to have been made liquid and haven't, but they were supposed to be made liquid yesterday. They were supposed to be made liquid the day before, but they're still sitting there and they've been told to stay because they're going to be liquid. And as soon as they become liquid, we go within hours.
Yep. Three hours.
Okay. So worst case scenario with them being on tier three, how long of a stretch can they make it before they get to us in tier four?
It's a day-by-day process. When no one knows 100% for sure. This is not time driven. It's event driven.
It's not another year to make it because no one goes completely liquid until we get notified.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the part of the process.
Yeah, this is why they call it shotgun start. Tier 4B gets
notified. Boom, then everyone else is liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precisely.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We have a question here. Will Starlink be controlling our funds? It will be part of the process. It will be part of the infrastructure that will be controlling our funds. Yes.
UFS is supposed to be housed on Starlink.
Yeah.
And Switch is supposed to be the one in charge of that. I don't know if you saw the building for the Switch building in Reno. You can actually Google it on Google Earth and see it. But that's supposed to be the brains of the QFS, and then it's housed on Starlink for around the globe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. We have another question here. Can we change our Skeleton Trust name after the fact? I'm not quite sure about that. That's a good question. Anyone know the answer to that?
What
is it?
You can change any. It's revocable. You can eliminate it completely and do a new one.
You can change it. If it's revocable, you can change it. That's what we were saying to Mary. If it's irrevocable, you can't use it. Yeah, as long as it's revocable, you can change it.
Yeah, okay. I have another question. How do we apply for funding from the ZIM funds? We need money for a humanitarian project of 80%. That would be part of when you sign your when you're doing your redemption exchange process and you have your humanitarian projects We're still not sure if it's going to be an 80-20 split or not. That's a good possibility, but just keep yourself open for that possibility. But it's when you sign your NDA, that's when you'll get your funds. How do we apply for the funding? When you sign your NDA, that's when you're going to be given your funds for your projects. And you'll get your projects through the government and also through your wealth manager as well. And then also on top of that, you'll have your own personal projects besides the infrastructure projects. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Mute Tamika. Oh, she muted herself.
Okay. Yeah, I got her already.
Mary asked another question too. Do all banks have wealth management? Yes, apparently they do. Because that's really what they're going to turn themselves into is wealth management places. So,
okay, we have a question here. Would you put it into gold and silver instead of leaving it in the bank? I'm not quite sure which money you're referring to. You're talking post-RV or pre-RV. If you have $50,000 sitting in your bank account right now, I would say take most of it out, leave maybe $1,000 or $2,000 at home in cash. The rest I would put in silver or gold. And here's the reason why. If you leave your money in the bank, it's probably gonna be okay. They probably will not do a bail-in, but the reason why I would take that money out and put it into silver and gold, or precious metal, is for two reasons. Gold and silver is the only thing that's gonna be convertible from the new system, from the old fiat system, that's number one. And number two is it's more of a logical thing. If you leave your money in a bank account right now, if you leave that $50,000 sitting in a bank account, you're only gonna be making 1%, let's say, or 0.5%, or whatever the going rate is right now. But if you have it in gold and silver, we know that once we have that stock market crash, and we have the GCR, the RV, and Nisera kick in, we know that silver and gold are going to spike vertically. Silver in itself is supposed to go up to around $300. Right now, silver is around, I think it's around $22.50 or something like that. So if we're expecting it to go up to around $300, that's like 10 times, 15 times the price. So you can leave your money in the bank and get 0.5%, or you can put it in silver and make 10 or 15% times your money.
So in addition to that, Gio, after the RV, the monies that we receive will already be backed by gold, silver, precious metals, right? Yeah. It's already done.
That's right.
So it's, you don't take the money out of the bank and buy silver or gold because it's going to be worth way more money. It's already backed by that post RV.
Yeah.
Sure.
Another question here, is it, if it's in a trust, does the trust protect your money? Yes, it does. That's the object of a trust, to protect your money and your investment. Where would we store the money then? I don't understand that question, but it's going to be in the QFS, and that's the place where it's going to protect your money until you decide to move it somewhere else from the skeleton trust. Bitcoin, if you have money in Bitcoin, I would strongly suggest get out. Bitcoin is expected to crash and zero out at some point. The reason being, Bitcoin is directly associated with the child trafficking of kids and people. So when they decide to pull the plug on Bitcoin, to kill the child trafficking, that will, you're going to lose your shirt. So get out of Bitcoin. And then here, another question is, will New Zealand go at the same time as everyone else? We're not 100% sure if it's going to be a global all at once, or if it's going to be sequential, starting in, let's say, Iraq and then moving west through each time zone. We're not 100% sure. I'd like to think it's going to be a shotgun start. Everyone will start at the same time. That's my guess.
Hey, I got some news.
What's that?
Oh, my.
Did you know that SpaceX delivers Starlink satellites to affected areas in Kentucky? Remember when they got hit by all those tornadoes? Uh-huh. On December 20th, Starlight satellites were delivered to all the those people in Kentucky.
Internet service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Wow.
And when I tried to hook up with it, they said it's service not available, won't be there till mid-2022. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you did, you'd have to pay the $4.99. I tried that.
Yeah.
but they're getting the free version. We're not.
It's too bad they don't have any place to put it.
Right, right. They don't have a house to put it on.
That's true.
You've got a plot of land. Hilarious.
Okay, we have another question here. Do all banks have wealth management also? Yes, they do.
I don't know about that, George. I don't think all banks have wealth management services.
Well, no.
Okay. What I meant by
the larger banks,
the larger ones,
the tier one banks.
Yeah.
You have to go to a private wealth management company if you need to.
Yeah. Let me clarify that. I believe all banks do have wealth management, but for the ones who don't, they will refer you to ones that do. How's that?
Yeah. Like in Canada, all of our banks, other than the credit unions, have their own wealth management teams, right? So Scotiabank has Scotia Wealth Management or something like that. Royal Bank has their own. But we have way less banks in Canada than you guys do in the US.
Right, that's right. okay, another question here is, what about other cryptocurrencies? Will all cryptos crash? And the answer to that is no. There's about 80% of the cryptos will crash. The 20% or 10 or 15% that will be saved are the ones which are gold backed. So if you're in a crypto that's not gold backed or silver or precious metal backed, it'll probably go down. That's my guess.
Yeah, because there's already some that are already precious metal backed.
Yeah.
And the thing with crypto is each country is going to have its own crypto. Like there's already countries that have already made their announcements, Venezuela, India, Russia, China. Mm-hmm. Each one of them have their own crypto. And that's how this is supposed to work. The crypto is backed by gold, silver, precious metals. And then from there, the paper money is tied to the crypto. That's how it's all going to go, right? So each country is going to have their own cryptos.
Yeah.
Vietnam's announced theirs.
Yeah.
There's so many countries out there that have announced their own cryptocurrencies.
But there's still going to have to be the metal inventory to back that crypto.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and all of those countries had to be because of Basel III and IV. They had to be gold backed anyway. So we know that if they're in with the RV or the global currency reset, then they are gold backed.
Because and they're compliant.
One of the requirements. They're compliant, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one comment that Wolverine made to do with Venezuela and that rate. They talked about Venezuela being compliant now. They weren't, but now they are.
Yeah, so, now they are. That's great.
Yeah.
Made them an offer they could not refuse.
yep. Somebody did anyway.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any other questions or comments from anybody? 1909, do you have any questions?
No, not really. Thank you.
No, you're good. Are you? Okay. How about Tamika? Do you have any more questions? Do you have your hand up again?
She's on mute.
You're on mute.
You have to unmute her, yeah.
No, I guess not. Okay. All right. So any other
you can comments probably here? Undo her.
Pardon me?
You can probably undo her. The hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Get rid of
there her. We go.
There we go. 45 is having a press conference down in Florida on the 6th, I heard.
Oh, that must be him coming back, huh? Because I heard it.
It was the 19th, I heard. I heard he was coming back on the 19th.
Yeah, he's having a press conference.
Which is symbolism at its finest, because 19th president coming back on the 19th.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Works for me.
I've heard what Larry's saying, though, a January 6th announcement from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Counter to Pelosi and group having their own spiel up in D.C. or wherever they are.
Yeah.
So what does everybody think about the 30-foot fences with barbed wire at the White House?
I think it would be really funny to have Nancy Pelosi and all them have their press conference and then split the screen and show the 30-foot wall.
Well, if you want to do that, you just have them stand on the inside of the fence while the press conference is on the outside. Mrs. Pelosi, why is the fence so high? Do you have giraffes in here?
Wow. Pelosi's not around anyway, so. Yeah. Well, we already know that's part of the drama show, right?
Yep.
All right.
I just wonder how they're going to implode the White House. If they've placed the thermite charges yet.
Well, any luck at all, they'll bring in when we have the ET disclosure, maybe one of those back and they'll put a beam down on it and explode it like they did with Independence Day.
Well, I would imagine.
Or like they did with that building in Nashville.
Yeah, that's another one.
I think that 30-foot wall fence and the same at Gitmo is an indicator that that is where they're doing mass tribunals.
Yep.
So I can't imagine that they can drop the building until they're done dropping them.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be other buildings around the world that will be going down also.
Yeah, structures. 34, isn't it? 34 of them?
Yeah.
34 buildings and dams.
Yeah. Right. That's in addition to watching the water.
Yeah.
Leah says, yes, tribunals are happening. So wonder how much longer they got to go.
Very close. Yeah.
How many indictments did they have? They had 500,000 to start with.
Was it only 500,000?
To start,
I thought
with.
It was 650
over 3 million.
The former Utah, I was going to say
3 million cash, yeah. 3 million
yeah, over 3,500 million.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yep. Worldwide, you're talking about.
Yeah.
But in the States, what's the number in the States? Is it 600,000?
It started at 500,000. I don't
started
know.
Started at half a million, yeah.
Wow.
So you got to multiply that by the 9. So there are over a billion in the deep state.
Yeah, over a billion of these are demons worldwide.
Well, is it the one indictment isn't for one person. It can be for up to 99.
Right. Up to nine people.
Nine.
Yeah.
On just that indictment. That person could be held in other indictments as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Craziness, man. So,
do you know if the tribunals will be live?
I hope so.
They said some of them will.
I hope so.
They said some of them will. They need to be for to show the people.
I'll be right back.
Huh?
Why? Wait. Why are you leaving? You think you have to go pee? It's just information. Don't listen to yourself. He missed it.
I was waiting for that opportunity.
It's a men's room, not a chat room, Kat.
Ow! Good one, Lair.
One CRV
best to where he went. What gave me that motivation to get up and go to the bathroom? Because my brain is ops, just information.
Ignore my children are rowdy today.
So once CRV happens, are you guys going to come here to celebrate, or are you going to have Jubilee out in the, on the street?
We'll send a private plane for you.
You're where we are again?
Arkansas.
She's at
Arkansas. Yeah,
we are planning a get together on some nice, beautiful island somewhere, and we're almost ready to send out. Or maybe he already did. I don't know. I thought he was pretty close to sending out the first questionnaire to see how many people are interested in coming.
Well, I want to go to Australia to meet my brothers over there that are my new American friends.
Aww.
So wait a second. Christmas now, huh?
I already told them that they're going to have to quit telling me what the temperature or how far something is in their metric system. He said, yeah. I said, you're going to have to learn it. That's the American way. Okay? Gotcha. I said, and every time you cuss, it's no longer to excuse my French. It's excuse my Aussie language.
Exactly.
All right. Australia's got the most dangerous snakes and spiders.
Yep.
We got bug killer.
But some of these freaking spiders are like this big.
I know, they're huge.
It's the little tiny dumplings you got to look out for.
Oh, no,
I don't do spiders. I'm sorry. I don't do spiders.
I don't do spiders either. I don't like them.
Listen, you're fine as long as you're not in the outback. You're okay. You'll be in a hotel.
I thought I saw Chris Hemsworth show a picture of this freaking spider that was bigger than his head. He's taking a selfie with it on his wall. I'm like, what the hell?
You know what? I will have a whole list of all of those dangerous things. If we ever go to Australia, I'll make sure that you guys all have it. Okay.
That's why you need to have it at Whistler. They don't have big spiders up there.
And yeah, so, but not this time of the year though, Lair. We want somewhere warm.
I want white sand, Belize. Yeah. White sand and
yeah,
that would be nice.
Oh, like Florida.
Florida.
How about Malta?
I like the sound of that. Yes.
Malta.
But I could hire somebody, snake wrangler and a spider wrangler, to be with me at all times to wrangle these damn things up.
The spiders in Brazil were pretty big too. Not that big, Steve, but they were big and weird. But
yeah,
you know. But then again, hey, we could go to where Leah is and they got scorpions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The little brown ones are the problem again. It's the little brown ones, right, Leah?
Yep. And they have Gila monsters here, too.
Oh, Gila monsters.
They're Gila monsters. They're about two feet long. Yeah. They're the only poisonous lizard.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't kill them either. They're protected.
Protected, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like a criminal. Great. Criminals are protected.
Ooh,
what the heck?
Those are cute.
They look good.
Looks like a Gila monster.
Do you have my address?
Look at that. Gingerbread.
I'm bagging up all my pretty cookies.
That's cute. Nice.
They're gorgeous, honey.
They're tree ornaments, too. You can. Cool. I have the kids hang them on the tree every year, and then you can eat them.
And then you can eat them.
I pass them out to the neighbors, and I had a few orders for them, but I like the pretty snowflakes.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, that's my turn.
That's why I kind of have you on mute, because I'm trying to pack up and do it, but I'm listening. Yeah.
Carry on.
Good job. It's fun. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Leah.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to a sample, Leah.
Joe Biden sends some kind of National Guard or something?
Yeah, the National Guard are here. I just got off the phone with Mike Penny, and I'm assuming it's a cover for arrests and stuff like that. So it's
because they're still doing them.
But why is he sending them there? What's his excuse for sending them there?
They are dealing with the border.
Oh, they're finally going to do something about it.
Well, they have been. I believe they have been. I don't think that's been, you know, I think that's purposed because they got to find out who everybody is.
There's a National Guard. There's a National Guard base down in what, Las Cruces or Tucson? There's a huge National Guard.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Yep.
So did Mike Penny say how that Doug is doing?
How he's doing?
Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. The anthrax thing at the Clay Clark event.
Yes. So is he better now, or do you know?
I didn't get confirmation on that because I didn't know about it until he called me. But I do know that they are trying to figure out, which I keep sending him information about, the Dream City Church, because that's where Clay Clark is coming in January. And I'm like, that's just not a good place. So they're trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Well, I'll be glad when this show is over.
Yeah,
you ain't lying. But Arizona is pretty corrupt, so they got some issues that they're dealing with here. So I just told them, "Hey, we're boots on the ground, so tell me where to go and snoop around." But he supposedly is having a good show tonight, so everybody listen to that. Go ahead.
Who is
Mike Penny on the Legacy?
Mike Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Okay. What time?
I think he's, I'll ask him. I'm not sure. They always record it too, but apparently I watched, did you guys watch Pinky from yesterday? I can drop that in the chat too, but basically her thing is whatever news is out there, you get it from Mike Penny. So.
Yeah,
she's Kim Shady, right?
She is Kim Shady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that little dance that him and her was doing? That somebody meme that somebody fixed. That was so neat. Pinky and Mike Penny.
No, I didn't.
See that one.
Beautiful. I heard about it though.
That's beautiful.
I'll have to go look for it. I think somebody posted it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gio.
Yeah.
Where'd you go early when you left the room?
Little boy's room.
Why?
Nature calls.
Who called you?
Nature did.
And when nature calls,
it could have been just information.
I know.
Why did you follow through?
Sometimes you just can't suppress certain information. You have to let it all out. Let the information flow.
Did it sound urgent?
Yes.
So do we have to report to Kate?
Yeah, you should have asked me. I would have let you know if that was just information. Or you should act on that.
Oh, yep. My goodness. Well, it sounds to me like you guys got a lot of plans. I'm hoping that a little bit later that I can have some plans. As of December of 2019, I got real, real sick, and I was more dead than alive for a year and a half. But I'm starting to recover now, so hopefully I can get back in the saddle again.
Welcome back.
Happy to have you. Yes.
Yeah, really.
I just want the med beds before I go anywhere, honey.
Yeah.
I got a lot of work.
You heard about that, right, Mary?
Yeah, I'm hoping the med beds.
So you've heard about them, right?
Oh, yes.
Good.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to have him. If I don't know if there's somebody can put them in my humanitarian project or not, but I'm hoping they can.
What is your humanitarian project?
It will be called God's Green Acres. And it will have housings for the homeless and for the vets. I'm going to get into a gardening, hydroponic gardening, and things of that nature. There's a little tribe of Indians in New Mexico that they've been having to cart water in a big tank for years and years. So I'm hoping I can get in touch with somebody where they can start drilling some water wells and maybe help with housing for them also.
Here, I can help you with that, Mary. That's I have a construction company. We're exactly what we're going to be doing. And we've already got technology that I've got being developed that is not only a free energy technology to power the house, but it also makes reverse osmosis water, drinking water, and it's called electrolysis. So we'll be able to help them out quite easily. And I'm working with several companies that are doing vertical farming, which is the hydroponic. So I've everything you just said, and we're doing homeless housing in Canada. We're going to be doing in the U.S., all that.
Well, that's been my dream.
Sorry.
It's been my dream and vision most of my life. And once my children get on board with me, I'm hoping that they will come in to be able to help me with this. My son's got 30 years of nursing under his belt. And so I'm hoping that he can help regulate and control the, be in control of the med beds. He has managed hospitals before and things of that nature. So if I can get him on board, I believe he will really help a lot. And one of my daughters worked with children, and the other helps with veterans for nutritionist foods.
Mm-hmm. Very good. WBG's biggest projects are just exactly what you talked about: homeless, homes for the homeless, and wellness and healing centers. And those are our first two projects that we're going to be doing. And my personal project is also to take care of our native people up in the Arctic. So mm-hmm. I lived up in Northwest Territories for 5 years. So that was about 35 years ago now, but it's still on my heart, you know, because of what I saw up there. And I know that a lot. So it was wonderful when Steve joined us a few months back. I kind of thought he was perfect for my project.
Well, the Native Americans should have humanitarian projects coming their way, shouldn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, they're part of Tier 3. Actually, they're going to be getting money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that I belong to a tribe here in Arkansas, and I put in 12 years doing their genealogy for the tribe. I took it all the way back to 14 and 62 with the genealogy.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, cool. On that note, folks, I got to run. Yep. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good day.
Merry Christmas. George, we're probably not gonna do one on Saturday.
Yeah, we're not doing one on Saturday. We're going to do it on Sunday instead, Christmas, so everybody can have a Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Awesome. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Hopefully we'll be at our appointments.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
Right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Does anybody know why, legally, that President Trump did not take a dime for his presidency?
Yes. No, but that is an interesting question. Oh, you do? Mary,
yes.
Go ahead.
What I understand, he stepped down, turned it over to the military, so he could not accept money for a job that he did not do.
Also, it wouldn't have been under the guidelines of the true constitution, which says that no president shall receive more than $35,000 a year for the presidency. People say, well, what about inflation? Nope, the constitution does not allow for that. So, and that would keep his hands clean when this all rolls out, showing that he had no part in the dirtiness other that was outside of the constitutional law, because that's what we're supposed to be under.
They're saying that there's a gut punch coming. Do you guys have any ideas what that gut punch might be?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Okay.
Remember Jen Psaki always saying, circle back?
Uh-huh.
That was, she's a white hat. And circle back was to help you think. Circle back, what is she talking about? Circle back, just that term. What did John F. Kennedy Jr. say before he was supposedly killed? He said if he had the entire government, he's going to find out who murdered him. He's going to get justice for his father.
Yeah.
Where it started was with his father. And then you say, who killed his father? The man who is the president right now, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so now, that's really something.
I'm sure that in that 10 days, they will release some of that filming, which will probably start out with the murder of John F. Kennedy. I can envision that's, you see the car rolling and gets his head slapped. And then they're going to show you the FBI's, what they were doing, and they're going to show you who was behind that Lee Harvey Oswald, which will help you understand who's in presidency today and has no right to be there. And I think that's going to end it. That's going to be the gut punch, because it's we voted you in and you're the one that did that. And that will make everybody wake up to, oh, my God, how corrupt. How corrupt is this system? And I think that's a good way of presentation. But that's my idea, Mary. What about you?
Well, I'm not sure. They're saying that JFK Sr. is coming back.
Right. And that's who's playing Trump right now.
I have had some experiences with people who have reincarnated, so I can understand that situation, and he may come back just long enough to actually finish the job that he started. I could appreciate that, because I can remember before he was supposedly shot, that he made that speech about the shadow government. And I just cried and cried and cried when that happened. But when he actually died, I didn't cry. But I cried because he made that statement that he would lay down his life for every one of us. So, and that's one of the greatest gifts that a person could ever do, to lay down his life for other people.
Very true. Which makes him the greatest president next to Donald J. Trump.
Right.
Most amazing men that we've had the pleasure to kind
was
of
stated what last week
space. In, yeah, go ahead.
Last week in one of their comms said that President John F. Kennedy said, I'm the one who is playing Trump. When this is through, you will find out who he really is.
Yeah,
indicating to us that he was the one behind the mask and it wasn't the real Donald Trump.
Who's the real Donald Trump?
I don't know.
My goodness, you don't.
I don't. I can't figure it out.
I figured you would know.
I know a lot, but I can't tell everything. What does Trump say? You'll find out.
I know that's what he said, but I thought maybe you would know. If anybody on here, you probably would know.
There's no secrets. I'll tell you anything I know. I don't have a problem. And I don't like people who say, well, like with Sherry saying they can't talk about what they're learning down there with negative 48. Why? I thought we were all where we go one, we go all. That doesn't even make any sense to me. You know, that should tell you right then and there that you shouldn't be with a group of people that are keeping secrets, basically. I don't know.
But think about this. We got the white hats are telling us stuff, and they're saying it's misinformation. We got the black hats just flat out lying to us. So when is a lie and not just misinformation until it's proven? So
I know.
So we got the whole world lying to us.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory with the white hats.
Oh, that's why we call it just information.
So like I said, I think this show's over.
Me too. I think we all agree. Yeah, we all agree. Yeah.
Well, how much popcorn can you eat?
Hey, my popcorn's been waiting 2 years for me to eat.
my sister went and got some gifts for the families and stuff. She rolled up one roll of toilet paper and some popcorn and put it in the bag.
Oh, that's perfect. Great sense of humor.
So we got new popcorn.
That's awesome.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, beautiful.
Sweet.
That's great.
Well, I'll get on here. You guys have a great evening. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I'm glad you guys welcome me in here.
Mary.
Yes.
Mary.
Yes.
Don't go back in that room. Tree of knowledge or knowledge, the tree of knowledge or wisdom or tree of wisdom.
Tree of wisdom. Yeah. Why?
Stay out of there. That's poison.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. They kicked a lot of us out of there.
I've seen it went down.
Huh?
Yeah. I've seen that it went down.
That one went down, but they only invited certain people over to the tree of wisdom 185. Oh. They wouldn't kick me out. I mean, I blessed them out, said all kinds of things to them. They kept me. Oh, no, we love you. You're so funny. You're great. Sorry. I know where the door is, and I don't have a problem leaving. Toodles.
I left it whenever I seen there wasn't no more stuff being posted, and the last chat was like 2 or 3 days ago. So I thought, well, it seems like every chat I go into, there's always bickering and fighting and It just really ridiculous of all the stuff going on. And I can understand that we got so much pressure with not knowing what's going on, and our family has been accepted the shot, some of them, and we don't know how that's going to come out. We don't know if it's the real thing or that's really going to hurt them, or if it's saline or, you know, so... We're just under a lot of pressure right now. I think we need to go up on the mountain and get focused.
Yep.
You're right.
Well said. I agree. Yeah.
You're right.
You guys have a great one.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye, Mary.
All right.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Hey, Lynn. I forgot what I was supposed to send you.
Oh, you
I
had
kept
a dream
seeing her name going, oh my God, what was I supposed to send her? I can't even remember.
I don't remember. She doesn't remember either.
I'm sorry. That's okay. Are you caught up on the flat earth? Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah. I've been watching the videos. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what it was all about, is the flat earth.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Trying to get everybody in line.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at work, so I'm just going to listen in.
Okay, sweetie. No problem.
Yeah, we're almost, I think we're almost done for the day, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I caught you guys at the, what I was like questioning all this. What came up about Trump and what he said at that meeting or that speech about the vax discrediting himself. But I think you guys were talking about that.
Were we?
I don't
know.
I don't know.
What did he say, Lynn?
I got an email on it. This email was saying that Trump's public speech on the vaccine has become indistinguishable from Fauci's, but what else did it say? Trump did that, of course, by skipping all the necessary clinical trials, blah, blah, blah. Now Trump is destroying his own credibility and support, going against the half of America that knows the vaccine is deadly and the FDA is corrupt. Trump can no longer represent the American people. He only represents Big Pharma and the central banks.
Who's saying that?
Yeah, I think that's all part of the drama show.
Is it? That's what I was thinking. It's that guy that has a natural news channel, I think.
Oh, Mike Adams.
Adams, yeah.
Yeah, Brighton.
Mike Adams.
Yeah.
Brighton, yeah. Brighton. No, that you're just reading the headlines. That what you need to go and listen to the show. That's just a stimulator to get you to step in there and go, yeah, I think you're right. And then listen to him, and he'll explain it.
Yeah.
Because no, Mike Adams isn't against him.
I didn't think so.
Oh, you know, he was interviewed. He was interviewed, and he said in his interview that he was in reading between the lines. He was saying, keep your enemies closer.
Yes.
You know, uh-huh. He didn't want to fire Fauci.
Isn't that art of war?
Art of war.
Yeah. You keep your friends close, you keep your enemies closer.
Enemies closer. Right.
Yeah. Watching them like a hawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the idea.
You ever notice Trump when he says somebody's really great, this is a really great. Three greats means they're really bad. And also when he introduces somebody and if he steps one step back from them and leaves him in front of him, watch them. He knows they're already bad. They're gonna make a fool of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he liked that Marjorie Taylor Greene and bragged on her, and now look what she's done and stabbed him in the back. He draws them to the front and lets them work their little glory out.
He's a master.
Show themselves to the people. True. Like he said, I can't tell you, so I've got to show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a master at showing the people.
Yeah. Yes, he is. And actually, that is the only way that most people learn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, most people like to see it with their own eyes.
Yeah.
They don't like to be told, they like to see.
Yeah. Kat, when in your best guesstimate do you think Trump is coming back? I think the 6th.
Yes.
In January. Yes?
6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. 6 or 7.
Yep. See, I got you all to December 21st. So you can breathe. If you just stop, look, it's going to be this week, you'll be okay. See how calm I was through all the storm?
Yes, you were.
And now you're 3 months closer. And if you want another prediction date, you ain't going to like it.
No, it's March, right?
No.
Oh, July? By the end of January. Oh. Mm-hmm. You're talking RV now?
Yes.
Oh boy.
RV by the end of January. This will go this before the end of this year. This has to go in the next 10 days.
This being
10 days. The 10-day shutdown has got to go in the next before the end of this year, which is in 10 days.
Oh, which is why
you're going to have a very merry, merry Christmas.
Yes.
And he wasn't playing. But technically, if you go by the
Julian calendar.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be January 7th is 7th. Christmas. So it could rock either way.
Yeah. So we'll see.
But I just think so many people are going to be, I'm sorry, this crushed. Is the way to sift the shaft. You ever sifted shaft before? Understand how you put it all on a open screen and you shake it around and you toss it in the air and the shaft is blown by the wind. Yeah. These are the people who are not strong and steadfast. We need a spoonful of sugar.
But Saint Germain Trust should do that. As long as that goes, I think we'll be fine.
Well, it's going to sift out the people that are not in it for the right reasons. Because the new way things are going to be done is not going to hold those that don't have a heart or a love for each other. And that's what they're doing amongst themselves, the Anons. They're arguing. They're bickering. You can't talk to that person. You're wrong. And look what they are. I heard.
And then a pool.
That's
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
and it's just like I said, sifting the shaft, cleaning it up.
Merry Christmas.
What does that mean, Leah?
That means like, as long as she gets the Saint Germain Trust, as long as that's the sugar she's talking about. or making our appointment for the RV after in January, right? Like, I'd be happy too, just to get that safe link and set up our appointment. Yeah.
It's only going to get sweeter now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's got all those cookies. So
no.
She's got lots of sweets.
I guess we're going to have to make a trip down to Arizona to get some of those cookies.
Yep.
Ditto.
Right. I'll bake for everyone, she says. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. She said she would bake for us, make sure that anybody who wants to go, right?